They're called extreme jobs, high-powered, high-paying jobs that require hours well beyond the standard 40 a week. A study from the Center for Work-Life Policy found most people with extreme jobs love them, but many workers, especially women, find they can't do the jobs for very long. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Debbie Watkins, a software consultant in upstate New York, traveled all over for 20 years, but two of those years were the worst. 75-hour work weeks, extensive travel, only a day and a half with family each week. It was the hassle of modern air travel that finally did her in.
One day I realized that I actually could take an Uzi in the airport. I walked in my house and I told my husband I quit.
She still works hard, perhaps 60 hours a week, but now she's cut out the travel, says she actually knows the names of the streets in her town, and says her greatest achievement was keeping her marriage together through those years. There's something about working in what experts now call extreme jobs that mirror extreme sports. Alexander Southwell is a federal prosecutor in New York.
I often think of trials as basically a marathon at a full-out sprint pace. So if you can imagine trying to run a marathon while you're sprinting, that's what a trial feels like.
During the heat of a trial, he says, he can work 90-hour weeks, subsisting on
coffee and Diet Coke. Sometimes I won't eat it all day.
Or take Eric Kay, a managing director in mergers and acquisitions at the global investment bank UBS. He says he often doesn't put the BlackBerry down until 11 or 12 at night. You can only do these jobs, he says, if you get off on the endorphin boost.
You know, for us, our competition is negotiating against another bank, and you really have to feel like that's your game day. And what you see in our business is if that's a negative stress for people, they get out.
The study looked at professionals who worked more than 60 hours a week and often did extensive travel and had tight deadlines. The study found 2 million people in the U.S. falling into this category. An elite, yes, but not a tiny upper crust. And of those 2 million, only 4% were women. Sylvia Ann Hewlett, the president of the Center for Work-Life Policy, says women told them the long hours in these jobs made them impossible. Many had child care and elder care responsibilities. What's distressing, says Hewlett, is that women have flooded into many professions and done very well.
And just when they were getting real traction in the upper reaches, we redefined what it took to do a top job.
Lisa Siegel does geophysical survey work for companies mining oil, zinc, and other minerals. She often works at least 12 hours a day on assignments that can last 20 or 30 days without a break. In all kinds of weather and terrain, there can be accidents and injuries. On a recent Alaska gig, there were huge mosquitoes.
And you're trying to operate precise equipment with these things just buzzing around you. And then also there were quite a number of grizzly bears in the area. So we were required to carry shotguns, which I had never even really shot a gun before.
She says she loved the excitement of the work, but after Alaska, Lisa and her boyfriend decided to live what she calls a more normal life, starting a surfboard company. Surveying, she says.
It's so exhausting. It's so consuming that, you know, at the end of the day, you really can't even think about picking up the phone to call somebody.
Doing significant work, being a player, having stimulating colleagues, these are the top reasons men and women love these jobs. But the risk is burnout and threats to family life and relationships. And since companies want to retain good workers, they are trying to find ways to make these jobs more sustainable, and they're experimenting. Mona Lau, global head of diversity for UBS, says that 20% of their female workers at their headquarters in Switzerland are on flex time. High performers, men and women, can customize their workload.
What we call customized intensity, you know, while the deal is going on, you work very, very, very long hours, and then you get a block of time off. So you can address other issues in your personal life.
While more women than men have been leaving these high-pressure jobs, most executives say this is not just about women. In the same way people play professional sports for a limited time, eventually most people, young, old, men, women, don't want to work this intensely all the time. So companies are slowly coming up with new models to accommodate at least some of them. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.